إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, today I am 59 years old and I thought to myself, what is my realization when I begin my 60th year? And the thought that came into my mind, which I want to share with you, is my realization is that true freedom is not the ability to do whatever I want. True freedom is not the ability to do whatever I want. True freedom is freedom from the evil consequences of whatever I do. That is real freedom. Because every action has a reaction. Every action has a reaction. Every choice has a consequence, irrespective. That reaction or that consequence is either positive or negative, or in some cases neutral. There is no, that's a waste. So every choice has a positive consequence or a negative consequence. The person who is truly free is the person who can make choices which do not have negative consequences. Now, these consequences are in this world and the next. So, it's not only in this world. The consequences are in both places. In this world, the consequences are temporary. In the next world, the consequences are permanent. So, true freedom is to make choices which have permanent positive consequences, not negative consequences. So, true freedom is the freedom from the negative consequences of our actions and our choices. And that is what the Anbiya came to teach. All the Anbiya came to give us true freedom, and that's why we say Islam is freedom. And sometimes we get confused, because then we say if it is freedom, then for most people, the moment they think about Islam, they think about can't do or don't do. The minute you think about Islam, it says, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't go here, I can't go there, I can't hear, I can't listen to this, I can't listen to that, I cannot see this, I cannot see that. So, for most people, Islam seems to be a bunch of can't do's. There is not much you can do. That's the impression generally people have, that if you are a Muslim, means everything is blocked. You can't. But if you really look at what are these boundaries, Islam is boundaries, no doubt about this. I mean, I am not saying it is not so. It is so. Islam is, one way of looking at Islam is that Islam is a set of boundaries. But if you really look at the boundaries, those are boundaries which make you free from evil consequences. It's like a seatbelt in a car. The basic principle of security is that higher the security, lower the freedom of functionality. That if you have a computer or a phone and you want a certain level of security, then you feed in a password. Now, which means that if you want to make a call, you have to swipe that password. Otherwise, the phone won't work. No matter how urgent and so on it is not going to work. You have to swipe. And that's part of the security. Now, if you say, no, I don't want this, I want a minute I touch my phone, it should work, then remove the security. But if you remove the security, the other consequences, which is the consequences of having a phone or a computer without any security, anyone can get in, anyone can see your data, anyone can use the phone, if it is lost, it is gone, you will never get it back and all of that. It's like a seatbelt. Seatbelt restricts your movement in the car. You can't suddenly reach here and there, the belt will jerk. But that seat belt is for your safety in case of an accident. You say, no, I want total freedom. If I suddenly want to, you know, swing down onto the left side or the right side, whichever side you drive, the opposite side, and pick up something from the floor, I should be able to do that. No problem. Don't wear the seat belt. When you crash, go through the screen. I mean, that's up to you. Right? So, freedom from consequences is true freedom. It's not freedom to do whatever you like. And if you look at that, then the only way that you can be free from consequences is if you are bound by certain rules. Rules that apply in this world and the next. And that is what the Anbiya came to teach us. What is this set of rules? So, Islam gives us true freedom because Islam delineates and defines those rules. And if you stay within those rules, then you have great freedom. You have freedom to live a life which is a life of comfort, a life of safety, a life of honor in this dunya, and be rewarded for it in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give us the same safety and comfort and honor in the akhirah. Now, if you don't do that, if you break those rules, then in some cases you will get into trouble straight away. In other cases, you might not get into trouble straight away in the world. That trouble might take some time to come. Or apparently, you might get away free from all trouble in this world. But then, in the akhirah, there is trouble that never ends. So, that's not freedom. That's you got caught, and you got caught in a way which from which there is no escape. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And those who deny, they will say, woe that we were turab, we were sand. I wish I was mud, I wish I was sand, I wish I was dust. I wish I never existed. But that's not going to happen. I mean, if you existed, you existed, and therefore there is an accounting. And that's why I want to remind myself and you that let us look for true freedom. Let us not get sidetracked and let us not get fooled by shaitan to make choices that apparently give us freedom in this world. I am free to do this, that, whatever. And then get us trapped into something which is from which there is no escape. I don't think it's even necessary to give examples, but if I want to give examples, very simple examples to give is each one of us, we are free to, for example, if somebody wants to indulge in drugs, right? You are free to do that. And some of these drugs are even legal in the sense of, you know, the governments of the day, they pick and choose what they will recognize as legal and illegal. So, therefore, tobacco and alcohol are legal, marijuana and heroin are illegal, all four are drugs. Now, why do you make alcohol legal? I mean, why is alcohol legal when marijuana and heroin is illegal? Both are, you know, foreign substances, both are things which induce intoxication, and both have the same evil consequences. But because you make money out of something, governments allow alcohol, because socially acceptable. But my point is, so therefore, I mean, I am not even saying you don't have to go into so-called illegal. According to me, all drugs are illegal. Tobacco is illegal, alcohol is illegal. No, not only me, this is also the Islamic view that all of these are haram, right? But I am saying even leave the Islam out of it. If somebody says, well, you know, I can drink, I mean, I am allowed to drink, so I will drink. And, but there are consequences, right? If you become an alcoholic, you either die in a car crash, that's one consequence, or even if that doesn't happen, you are ruining your liver, you are ruining your heart, you are ruining your body internally because of alcohol, then because of your intoxication, you are ruining your family, your relationship, all kinds of, I mean, there are evil consequences straight away. So, where is the freedom? I say, well, I am free to have a drink. Yeah, sure, you are free to have a drink, you are also free to ruin your life. I mean, you know, there is no stopping from that also. So, if somebody says, don't drink alcohol, now is this a boundary or is it real freedom? Is it stopping you or is it real freedom? It's stopping you from ruining your life. Now, what do you call that? You know, I call it freedom. So, my point is that this is what Islam does. Islam gives you boundaries which save you and me from evil consequences in this world and the next. Now, if we don't want those boundaries, then the consequences are very clear. Consequences are absolutely clear. You know, we can take whichever you want. And that's the whole issue of freedom. True freedom is not the freedom to do whatever I want. Because freedom to do whatever I want is a figment of the imagination. Nobody has it. I mean, this is a very important thing to understand. Nobody has the freedom to do whatever they want free from consequences. That is the actual reality. There are always consequences in this dunya as well as the next world. Both good consequences and bad consequences. You smile, there is a good consequence. You speak the truth, there is a good consequence. So there is no action, no choice that we can make which is completely free from any consequence. That is not there. It's not there. That is not the reality. The reality is that every single choice has consequences. So if you want to be free, then real freedom is to be free from evil consequences. And that's the reason why the Anbiya came, that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, that's why the Quran came, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this deen, to say, pick and choose those consequences. And how do you pick and choose the consequences? Depending on knowing what they are. And that's what the religion teaches us. It says, these are the consequences of your actions. And obviously, anyone with any intelligence will not choose evil consequences. You say, live thoughtfully, don't live by default, don't live mechanically, don't live unconsciously, live consciously, make the right choices. And the right choices are those which have positive consequences. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make those right choices and to save us from the evil consequences of our actions. And to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to him. Because in the end, that's the only thing which matters. Was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with our life or not? That's it. Nothing else matters. Money and power and glory and nothing. Only thing which matters is, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is his view? Was he pleased with your and my life or was he not pleased? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, then we are successful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.